Hello, everyone. The saga continues. If you are wondering why you cannot find George by Alex Gino, the book about the 10-year-old transgender girl, on the San Ramon Valley Unified School District approved reading list, I have the answer. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the Engine. So first, let me say thank you for the outpouring of support. Thank you on behalf of Marianne and myself. Greatly appreciate it. The original podcast we did, number 387, regarding George by Alex Gino about the transgender youth, was very tricky, and the risk associated with it was not lost on either of us. But again, as we suspected, the community has been very positive, and of course there are always going to be dissenters, but overwhelmingly, thank you. Thank you. And again, if you do feel like you would like to support the podcast, please do. I will put the Patreon on the link. It is not an obligation at all. I will do these no matter what. I've been doing them for some time now. I'm going to keep doing them anyway. But if you feel called to support, I appreciate it ahead of time. Now, why? Why can't anybody find George in the San Ramon Valley Unified School District approved novels list? I myself went, and you get a lot of different titles, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of approved books. But why wouldn't George pop up? This is an amazing question, especially considering the subject matter of the book. I will not go into it again. If you are curious, just listen to episode 387. But the bottom line is, a lot of people were saying, hey, I want to know exactly what my kid is reading. Where can I find it? And a lot of people pointed to the district approved reading list. Now, everyone's coming back and saying, whoa, 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 George isn't on this. Yes, and it's not going to be on it. Because there is a small caveat that you must understand before you think that the approved list is the actual complete list of books that teachers can read. Here's the deal. If in a classroom, all right, say Matt has a classroom, and I have fewer than 10 books of a title. So say I had a book called Matt, The Saga of a Bad Podcaster. Okay, I write this book. It's an autobiography. You can hang with me on this one. You can appreciate where I'm coming from. If I write this book and I feel that I would like to teach it in my English class or whatever class I'm doing, all I have to do is make sure I don't have 10 or more of these books in the class. If I have 9 or fewer of these books, so I literally have Matt, The Saga of a Bad Podcaster in my class, and I have 9 of them, I do not have to get it approved by anyone. The board doesn't have to know about it. I don't have to publish that I'm reading it with people. Doesn't matter at all. The only thing I have to do is make sure it's age appropriate as rated by Common Sense Media. Now, Common Sense Media is something that I'm actually familiar with because it is a website that my wife and I use to figure out what's up with kids' movies. Now, again, we watch movies every Friday night. We have a family movie night, and we have a young kid who's 5, and we have an older kid who's 9, and very frequently the 9-year-old comes home with like, hey, let's watch this movie or this movie, and we, of course, have never heard of them, so we look them up on Common Sense Media. I have, up until this point, very much appreciated Common Sense Media. Okay, but I go to Common Sense Media thinking, hey, I should figure out what Common Sense Media is saying about George because I want to know, right? How did this teacher figure out that it's appropriate? So Common Sense Media has George rated, and again, this is George by Alex Gino, rated as at age 10 plus. So if you have a 10-year-old, somebody in fourth grade, by the way, Common Sense Media feels that talking about cutting off genitalia, deleting search history from your web browser, talking about pornographic magazines, and discussing I can't even get into it. But the point is, Common Sense Media feels that that is 10 plus appropriate. So that's fourth grade up. Parent reviews on this, of which there are 20, give it 4 stars, but they say it's 11 plus. So I was wondering, what are these parents saying about this book on Common Sense Media? And again, there are 20 reviews, so I actually went through this. Now, mind you, right after the title on Common Sense Media, there's a big paragraph that says, did we miss anything on diversity? Okay, what do you mean? Research shows a connection between kids' healthy self-esteem and positive portrayals in media. That's why we added a new, quote, diverse representations, end quote, section to our reviews that we'll be rolling out on an ongoing basis. You can help us help kids by suggesting a diversity update. Now, I found this kind of an amazing thing, because I do agree, people will glean aspects of their self-image and their self-esteem and all these things by how they are portrayed in media. That's absolutely true, which is so curious, because 50% of the population happens to be male, and George did not miss an opportunity to completely lambast males, calling them disgusting, making the kids, the young characters, oink like pigs, just saying dirty man. George was going to grow up to be a dirty man, having absentee fathers that were only part-time fathers for 2 weeks a year, or having fathers passed out on couches, not paying any attention to what the father's daughter and the father's daughter's friend was doing, like all of these things. Are you kidding me? How is it that this book is fairly representing 50% of the population? There's no way you could walk away from this book with a good feeling about being a guy, especially a young man. Oh, a fourth grade man, as Common Sense Media would say. But I digress. Let's continue on. So that's a little ditty at the top. But again, what was this book actually doing? Okay, now there is a Common Sense Media review, which I will not go into, but what I found very telling is, again, 20 parent reviews, all right? Wrap your head around that. 9 of the parent reviews agree that this is improperly rated for the age that it is, okay? 9 out of the 10 say this is not a book for elementary school kids. Some of them go so far to say, this is not a book for anyone unless you're a parent and you read it first. But some of the people arguing for an older age rating are former teachers. That almost all of them are saying, like, look, I respect the LGBT community, like 100%. And one of these says, as a transgender man, I loved this book. But I also noted that, yes, indeed, there are subjects that may be not suitable for kids below sixth grade. This is a transgender man giving this review, saying this is not suitable for people below sixth grade. And he actually says age 14 plus. Now, 14 plus, that's eighth and ninth grade. All right. It's kind of shocking. Now, again, I will not read you all of these reviews. Some people say it's 14 plus. Some people say it should be 15 plus. Not all of the people advocating for a higher age rating are even giving it 1 star. Some people say higher age rating, but give it 5 stars, but say it shouldn't be read to anyone under 13, right? Ugh, this is a really difficult thing to go through. But what I found very interesting is that there were a couple 5-star reviews within the parent review section that thought it was appropriate for 9-year-olds and 8-year-olds, okay? And more specifically said, look, don't tear it down for its powerful and beautiful message. This is a direct quote from one of the reviews. I was looking through here, and I noticed that most reviews were out of homophobia rather than an actual review. Okay, so let me repeat this. People saying a transgender man saying this is not age appropriate is writing this review, apparently based on this reviewer's estimation, out of homophobia. I don't really know what to say about that. Another very strong review is 8+, so that's second grader. Okay, this reviewer believes that parents of 8-year-olds should be fine having kids read this book. And the review says, it's very short. It says, nice book. Some people think this book is inappropriate, but this is part of life. Fun read. I could name a lot of things that are part of life. You could roll down to the Folsom Street Fair and see a lot of things that are part of life. I know that because I've been to the Folsom Street Fair. I have participated. I have gone to the Pride Parade. I have participated. You can do a lot of things that are part of life, but part of an adult's life. So to brush the age-appropriate concept here under the table and say an 8-year-old should read this book because it's, quote, part of life is laughable. Now, listen to me. I really want to make this point clear, as Marianne and I did. If somebody out there is like, look, this is the only book we can read about transgender people. This is it. This is like the Bible for transgender people. And it can only be done for sixth graders. And it can only be done for sixth graders without their parents knowing about it. Look, shouldn't we at least have a tiny conversation? At no point did I say this book should be burned. I'm not saying that at all. Neither did Mary Ann. What we merely said is, look, can you just let the parents know? Can we maybe have a discussion about when you're administering this book or having students read this book? Give us a heads up, just like we do with sex ed. Would it be possible for people to opt out if they didn't agree with this book at the age range that they are? I know plenty of people who in middle school, they had parents that had them opt out of the sex education in eighth grade. And these are people that are now married and have children. They've obviously come to understand what their sexuality is and all of it. Like, okay, fine. Like, that's no big deal. Shouldn't we just be involved? Shouldn't we be told? Nope. Because guess what? If there are 9 or fewer copies of this book in the classroom in the San Ramon Valley Unified School District, this teacher doesn't have to say anything. Common Sense Media says, what is it? What was it? 11 plus? 10 plus? I really want to be clear on this. But don't take my word for it. Go to Common Sense Media and look up George. See exactly what I'm saying. Common Sense Media says 10 plus. 10 plus. That's a fourth grader. Some of the reviews, and this is the last thing I will say about them, go on to point out that talking about sexuality is different than talking about sexual content. Meaning, hey, you should be able to talk about gender, boy or girl or transgender or whatever, without having it be, you know, some kind of sexualized, perverted thing. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Can we talk about the references to pornography in the first chapter? Can we talk about all the references to reading dirty magazines and porn and all of these different things? That is sexuality. Like, that's not just saying, I feel like a guy or I feel like a girl. That is absolutely sexualized content. And to think, whatever, I'm not going to go into that. Doesn't matter. Go to Common Sense Media for yourself. But for those of you wondering why you can't find this or whatever other books happen to be in the classrooms, that's why. Now look, how hard would it be to publish every single book for sixth grade that's approved, seventh grade that's approved, eighth grade that's approved. If there's a teacher, if this teacher, and I don't know who the teacher is, but if this teacher in any of the middle schools, because this is not just Charlottewood Middle School, okay? There are schools all over this district that are teaching this, or excuse me, at least requiring this as reading or having students read it, having students access to it. If there are teachers out there that say, hey, look, I would really like to present this book to my students. Why not? It's not on the approved reading list, but can I get a quick read, quick review? Can somebody just check it out? And they could, the administration could say, yeah, look, we've either read this and we find nothing wrong with it, please have at it. Or we've read this, we understand why you want it to be presented to students. Why don't we just send out a notification to the parents? Or, hey, you know what? We like the book. We like where you're coming from. It's just not age appropriate. Your sixth grade teacher, we think this would be better placed in eighth grade. And at the very least, we need to just let the parents know about it. Okay. That's not crazy. That's not difficult. And maybe somebody out there working in logistics at the San Ramon Valley Unified School District office is like, Matt, you're an idiot. You have no idea how much work that would take. Yeah. Yeah, I don't. But you know what? I know how important it is for parents and for students and this district. I know how important it is for parents to have faith in the school district. So if guaranteeing that every single title that will be presented to any kid in the school district is up on a website somewhere where everyone can plainly see it. If guaranteeing that would take some effort, I think that would be a whole lot better. A whole lot better than seeing the number of students and families this district is going to lose because they have lost faith in the district. So many of us moved here for the school districts. So many people are hurt and offended and appalled by the sleight of hand. It doesn't have to end this way. We can repair this. We can repair this. For the people who've already read it, perhaps there's not a repair. But we can instill trust again. We can help parents understand, look, this is not going to happen again. This was a misstep. Don't even admit a misstep. Just say, this is not going to happen again. Starting immediately, we are going to review every single book that your student has access to in our libraries and in classrooms, and we're going to get it up. And this might take a couple months, so bear with us. Until that point, no unapproved reading is going to be done within the classrooms. That's totally reasonable. We respect you as parents. We respect you as the first and last educators in this situation. We love you. We don't want you to go. We love your children. We want them to have the best and most awesome education possible, because that's what we're about at the San Ramon Valley Unified School District. It would not take a lot to say that. They have a Twitter. They can just tweet it. You can do whatever you want. Somebody wants to come on here and talk about it, I'd welcome that too. But the bottom line is, that's why you don't know what the kids are reading. And you're not going to know every book they're reading until this is changed. I'm Matt Todd. And this is Engines Drives Me. Go out and crush it.